From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape and scorched earth policies as a weapon of terror in the campaign against civilians. Lisa Schlein has the details from Geneva.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA that youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angola's President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest-ruling leaders, said Friday that he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. He made the statement speaking to leaders of the ruling MPLA party in the capital, Luanda. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before, but he's always remained in office. The president is nearing the end of a 5-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections will take place in August of 2017. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson has endorsed party frontrunner Donald Trump. At a news conference in Florida Friday, Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, said he had talked with Trump and found that there was a lot more alignment philosophically and spiritually than he had ever thought there could be.
Now, some people said, well, why would you get behind a man like Donald Trump? I'll tell you why. First of all, I've come to know Donald Trump over the last few years. He is actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
The endorsement comes just days before crucial winner-take-all primaries in Florida and Ohio next week. Trump has now received endorsements from two former challengers. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie endorsed him last month. President Barack Obama is asking technology leaders and enthusiasts to use new tools and new ideas to help the government overcome what he called big problems. Speaking at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, Mr. Obama said that innovative people and companies can help make life better for everyone.
I want to make sure that the next president and the federal government from here on out is in constant improvement mode. And we're constantly bringing in new talent and new ideas to solve some of these big problems.
The president told the crowd that activists and industry leaders need to keep looking for ways to work with the government to bring in new ideas. Mr. Obama said that new ideas could help counter extremist messages and could help make it easier for Americans to vote. Dignitaries from the worlds of politics, journalism, and entertainment gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Friday for the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Current First Lady Michelle Obama, former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura, former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton, and members of presidential families stretching back to the Kennedy administration attended the service. The Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, recalled a vacation on the California coast that illustrated how Ronald and Nancy Reagan felt about each other.
There was so much vastness around them, the blue Pacific, the orange and pink sky, miles of white sand. And then there was the circle of their own private world, as clear as if it had been traced around them, indestructible, impenetrable, an island for two.
Nancy Reagan died last Sunday at age 94. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.